The Common Core standards have been under development for several years, spurred by the National Governors Association and Council of Chief State School Officers. The new standards started with teachers and other experts going to other countries and looking at what their higher-achieving students learn that U.S. kids do not. Lindsay Hall is the superintendent of the Morton School District. She says one key difference from the way things had been done is Common Core learning standards encourage higher-level thinking skills.
Problem-solving, critical thinking. So as opposed to just simple recall and remembering of facts, topics are explored much more in depth, discussed more. There's more of a, again, a problem-solving approach. And this is how we need kids to think so that they're ready to go to college. And if they're not going to college, out into the work world or technical training.
45 states have signed on to the standards. In central Illinois, the Common Core goals for math are already in some grades, though not all. English and language arts will be fully in place by the end of the next school year in the kindergarten through eighth grade. The curriculum for science is still a couple years away, though the Olympia District will implement it this fall as a test case. That's because Olympia teacher Chris Embry-Moore is part of the National Task Force developing the new science benchmarks.
I'm not, getting my kids ready to go to Jeopardy and maybe win a bunch of money that maybe they'd share with me.
Embry-Moore says the standards are not just about content, but about science and engineering practices and the concepts that underpin them.
It's about helping kids do science and then learn science in the process and then build those little dendrites on their neurons so that they can build this framework to really understand what it means to conduct science.
Or in the case of math standards, Bloomington District 87's Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum, Cindy Helmer, says parents are going to hear different things from students as they do homework.
More questions about how they're doing the problem, or what kind of strategies they're going to do, or can you explain it, and do you know why to do it? What kind of practices are you going to do in order to solve a problem?
Helmer says there are fewer actual standards than there used to be, but they are deeper and come with more background knowledge.
Just multiplying a fraction times a fraction was one thing. But understanding why would you multiply a fraction by a fraction and what could you do if you knew how to do that? Plus, the real world. I mean, how many times is something a whole number? It's usually a fractional part.
Moving away from a huge laundry list of standards is supposed to help children become prepared and contributing citizens. But how schools assess that preparation matters as much as anything. Helmer says English tests, for example.
You're going to be asked questions where you have to find evidence in the passage in order to answer the question. It's not dependent anymore on having that background knowledge or bringing that background knowledge to school with you.
She says this minimizes factors that have nothing to do with thinking, but everything to do with class, culture, and income levels.
It totally is a real big step in the right direction of leveling that playing field.
Common Core critics worry the movement is setting a national curriculum and eroding state independence. Lawmakers in several states have introduced legislation opposing the standards, and the Republican National Committee passed a resolution calling the standards an inappropriate overreach. During a recent speech in Normal, State Farm CEO Ed Rust Jr., certainly no liberal, dismissed the criticism, saying it comes from people who don't want to have the tough conversation about falling test scores compared to what they used to be.
Don't do the core. Let's go back to the way it was, and we look like we're doing very good, when in fact we're not.
Rust urges keeping what he calls world-class benchmarks to acknowledge the reality of what students need to compete.
We should never put them in a position where it finally clicks. You know what? My school really didn't have that high of expectation when they go through and apply for a job.
Test scores are already dropping as new assessment measures come into play and as students who have started learning under the old curriculum are now assessed under the new standards. Educators are also trying to change how students are measured over time, not just with a set target, as in the No Child Left Behind law. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says he hopes the emphasis on negative results turns forward-looking.
Looking really, truly at growth for individual students, we're looking at how they grow and from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And if we're able to measure that in a way that demonstrates that, that's a much fairer way to judge whether or not we're doing well.
Educators say Common Core addresses another huge problem, student mobility. Just retired Olympia Superintendent Brad Hutchison says, particularly in the case of low-income students who may switch district multiple times a year, learning continuity has been a lost cause until now.
With having 45 states with a same standard, curriculum is going to be personalized to the region, but as that student moves across state lines or regions of our country, hey, they're going to be shooting for the same target. And that, to me, is exciting. It's logical. It's a right thing to do for kids. It's a proper thing we should have, I wish we would have been doing earlier.
As for what students find in the classrooms under the new model, it will be less of desks in neat rows and more of the teacher flitting from group to group in several spaces around the room. Morton District Superintendent Lindsay Hall says the standards change the classroom ambience.
There's more talking. There's more, hey, I found the answer this way, and a kid saying, oh, well, I did it this way, and comparing, and why does this work and why won't this work. So I think that there's more discussion that's focused around learning.
Hall says some of this new kind of instruction was happening already. Other teachers will need to change. But as Common Core becomes commonplace in central Illinois, Hall says teachers are getting excited. It does raise the bar for students, but she says the students are responding. I'm Charlie Schlenker.